In the gospel today, our Lord Jesus tells us where two or three are gathered in his name, he is present in our midst. And that's why we gather together as a community of believers. That's why we come week after week, some of us day after day, to receive the graces of our Lord at church, by being together with our brothers and sisters and calling to mind our needs and all of the things that we have in our hearts we bring before the Lord. And he's present. He's present here in our midst. Well, one thing that I would ask all of us to consider this week, especially that we gather in the Lord's name, is to pray. To pray for an increase in vocations. And specifically, I'm talking about vocations to the priesthood and religious life. As I said earlier, I'm Father TJ. I'm the director of vocations for the Archdiocese. That means that on the weekends, I get to go out to all of the parishes in the Archdiocese, and I get to invite young people to consider how God might be calling you to serve Him. And this is an important work of the church, because I don't know if you guys are aware of how bad the vocation crisis is in our world and even in our state, in our local church. There are places in the world where people gather together at Catholic churches and they're not able to celebrate the sacrament of the Eucharist because there's not enough priests to be able to bring the greatest treasure that we have as Catholics. Many of you probably know that 50 years ago, our Catholic schools were teeming with an abundance of sisters and nuns who would teach, who would form young people in the Catholic schools. Now, a lot of those Catholic schools are closing, including some in our local church here in the Archdiocese. A lot of that is because we don't have the sisters and the nuns that we used to be able to staff those schools. We also have a vocation crisis and shortage in Catholic hospitals. The Catholic hospitals are forced to close because we don't have the sisters and nuns to be able to administrate that wonderful ministry of the church through hospitals. And also, I think that the moral decay of our society is directly related to the lack of monks and nuns that pray for the salvation of the world around the clock. A lot of those communities that spend their whole ministry praying for the needs of the world are drying up. The sisters, the nuns, the monks that pray for the salvation of the world, we don't have the numbers that we used to, that are just offering their ministry of prayer. So the reason I'm here today with you is because I want to encourage a sense of vocations, a sense of vocations of the priesthood and religious life. Now, the universal vocation for all believers is a vocation to holiness. God places that on our hearts. He wants us to grow in holiness. He wants us to follow the commands that He's laid out for us in that second reading in Romans, that we are to grow in holiness by following the Lord's call in our lives. The majority of people here in the church are called to the vocation of marriage. There's lots of marriages here, lots of families. A lot of people are called to that ministry. But where our church needs the most work right now is vocations to the priesthood and religious life. We need young men and women to stand up to say, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you." It's a difficult call. It's a challenging life. But it's one that God places on the hearts of many young people. So my message for the young people, boys and girls, you're considering what are you going to do with the rest of your life. I beg you to please consider in that conversation to be a priest or a nun, because it is an awesome way to give your life to help others. I chose to be a priest because I wanted to help others. I chose to answer the call to serve the Lord because I wanted to make a difference in the world, because I wanted my life to have meaning, and I wanted my life to be able to share love with others. It's an awesome thing that I get to do as a priest. Every single day I get to bring Jesus to people in the Word, in the sacrament, in hope, in love, in joy, in my presence as a priest. Sometimes I'll go places and people will see me and they'll ask, "Are you a Catholic priest?" And I'll say, "Yes, I am." And then they'll ask questions like, "Hey, Father, I need this prayer for this. I need to talk to you about this. I need some help. I need some advice." One day I was in a store, true story, and the store manager knew that I was a priest, and she said, "Hey, if anybody's Catholic in the store, we have a priest here. He can hear confessions." And I did. I went into her office and started hearing confessions of the people that were shopping in the store. It was an awesome way to bring Jesus to people, and that's the kind of thing that I get to do as a priest. So young people, when you're thinking about what am I going to do with my life, what can I do to bring meaning to my life and to the lives of others, it's important to consider being a priest or a nun. Now, parents, I need your help on this as well, because I need parents to be able to say to their kids, when you're thinking about choices of what you're going to do with your life, you're thinking about being a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, a police officer, also please consider being a priest or a nun, because it's a great way that you can bring meaning to your life and to bring hope and peace and joy to the world. It's unfortunate that as a vocation director, I run into a lot of young people who say, yeah, Father, that sounds awesome. I would love to be a priest or a sister, but my parents object. They don't want that for me. They say that it's a waste of my life. And it's so tragic that so many people have that opinion. We have to change that opinion. We have to pray that parents may offer their children and encourage them to share their life with the Lord. So I'd ask you as parents to be generous with your children. Encourage your children to be generous with their life, because if God is indeed calling them to be a priest or a nun, they are going to find true joy and true happiness in that line of work. And parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, I encourage you to invite your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren to consider being a priest or a nun, asking them to be open to that call in their lives. The vocation crisis is not because God is not calling people anymore. It's because people have stopped listening to God's call in their lives. And that's why we're here today to pray. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am present in their midst. If we together as a community of St. Lawrence pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, God will grant that in our lives and in the lives of the young people that He's calling to serve. At St. Lawrence, you guys do a great job of encouraging vocations. You have 8 young men and women from your parish that are in formation in seminaries or in religious houses of formation. That's awesome, but it's not enough. That's only about 1 vocation for every 1,000 families that are registered here in the parish. We need a lot more priests and nuns to be able to carry out the work of the church. And this is where else I need your help. I need you, the people of St. Lawrence, to identify people in your parish who you think would be a good priest or a good nun. And I need you to tell them that. When I was a student growing up, I was in middle school, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. We had a priest come out to our church and say, hey, we need priests and nuns. If you know young people who you think would be a good priest or nun, you need to tell them. Well, after Mass that day, I probably had about 100 people come up to me and say, hey, TJ, do you ever think about being a priest? And guess what? Where am I today? I'm a Catholic priest because of the encouragement of the people of God at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. But when I was in middle school, the last thing I wanted to do with my life was to be a priest. But God continued to work on my heart. He continued to put people in my life that would help me grow and to discern this call to serve Him. In the responsorial psalm today, we said, if today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. For a long time in middle school, in high school, in college, I hardened my heart to that call of the Lord. People would come up to me and say, we think you would be a great priest. We think you would be awesome serving the Lord in His church. And I would say, nah, not for me. That's not what I want to do. But finally, when I graduated college, I started to be open to that call. And I started to listen to that voice of the people around me, to listen to God's voice speaking through me. And it was then that I embraced the call. And then it was after I graduated college that I thought, what do I want to do with my life? I think I might want to be a priest. And I'm really glad that I did. Because I've been a priest for 5 years, and I can't think of anything more fun that I can do with my life than being a priest of Jesus Christ. I can't think of anything that I could do with my life that's more fulfilling and to help more people than be a priest of Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, as we pray together today, as we gather our prayer in the Lord's name, we pray for an increase in vocations to priesthood and religious life. If you're a young person and you've been moved by what I've said and you want to sign up for the seminary today, I'll be in the narthex after Mass. If you're thinking that that is something that you might be interested, if you're thinking that, yeah, I might have a call to serve the Lord as a priest or a sister, Father Tom's got a discernment group that he's gathered together of young people from this parish that are continuing to discern together how God is in their lives and how God might be calling them to serve the church. So if that is you, if when you hear the prayer of the faithful and we pray for an increase to priesthood and religious life and you feel God like kicking you, tugging at your heart saying, hey, I'm talking to you. Embrace that call. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Our Lord is full of love and He knows what's best for us in our lives. And if God is indeed calling you to be a priest or a nun, please be open to that call. And for all of us, we continue to pray for an increase in vocations, that men and women may answer that call to serve the Lord, so that our church may continue in the mission of Christ to bring peace and hope and joy to all the world.